It's first of all, thank you for doing this because I know a lot of people would cut and run, and you're facing up to it. Let's back up to the game last night. What prompted you to say what you said? Do you remember the play?
Just frustration. I mean, it's just pure frustration. I mean, I think, you know, when you're in an emotional game and, you know, the heat of the moment, you know, you have outbursts and you know, you say things that doesn't mean you mean what you say. But, you know, you have emotional outbursts throughout the courses of games.
You used a word that is in the eyes of most homophobic slur. What did you mean by what you said, Kobe?
Obviously, you know, nothing to that effect, which is actually why, you know, I wanted to talk about it. I mean, I obviously issued a statement and, you know, things of that nature. But you know, the concern that I have is for those that follow what I say and are inspired by how I play or look to me as a role model, whatever it is, for them not to take what was said as something that, as a message of hate or a license to degrade or embarrass or tease, you know, because, you know, that's something that I don't want to see have happen. It's important for me to talk about that issue because it's okay to be who you are, and you know, I don't want this issue to be a part of something or to magnify, you know, something that's that shouldn't be.
What would you say to Benny Adams if he was sitting here with us right now?
What would I say to Benny?
Yeah.
That wasn't a damn foul. No, I mean, no, obviously. I mean, you know, we talked after that during the game. And, you know, when both of us were a lot calmer. And, you know, officials understand that. They understand that you have emotional outbursts throughout the course of the game. It doesn't mean that, you know, you actually mean what you're saying. I mean, I don't know Benny. I mean, I don't know if he, you know, can of paint aside from the games that he refs. So, I think they understand that. We understand that as players. Obviously, when you have outbursts, you get penalized for that by getting technical fouls, which I did. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, then you just move on.
Kobe Bryant joins us live here on 710 ESPN. It is the day after a win over San Antonio, but a lot of people talking about Kobe's use of a term that offended a lot of people, among them gay and lesbian organizations like the Human Rights Campaign and GLAAD. What would you say to those gay groups, groups that represent gay and lesbian people, and gay people who are listening?
Well, I mean, I will be saying something to them. I plan on talking to them because, you know, it's I think out of this, you know, I believe it's our responsibility as athletes and as those who are in the spotlight is to bring awareness to certain issues. Now, where this stems from, it stems from a negative light, but you know, it's our responsibility to turn it into a positive and try to raise as much awareness as we possibly can to say that that is not okay, and to insult or to disrespect, you know, is not the right thing to do. So I will be saying, you know, saying something to them, saying plenty to them, and hopefully we can do some things to try to prohibit violence, prohibit hate crimes and things of that nature, because it's extremely important to do that.
You were fined within the last hour by the NBA $100,000 for your comment. What do you think of that punishment?
Well, I mean, you know, you got to own up and just take responsibility for what it is. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and you know, say, you know, it's not warranted, this and the other. It's the judgment call that they decided to make, and, you know, I abide by that.
You going
to
appeal it?
We are appealing it, yeah. I mean, that's just typical protocol and what we do and what the response will be. We'll wait and see. But, you know, as an individual, you have to be responsible for your own actions, you know. So the comment that I made, even though it was not meant as, you know, what it is perceived to be, is nonetheless wrong. And so it's important to own that.
Kobe Bryant is with us live from Sacramento. He's sitting alongside John Ireland. Of course, we got the game coming up for you tonight. Lakers versus Sacramento here on the home of the Lakers, 710 ESPN. Last thing on this subject for you, Kobe. How do you feel, I guess, when the moment happened and you used that word, what went through your mind? Did it feel like you had made a mistake?
I was thinking about the game. I wasn't thinking about anything else. I was thinking about the game and thinking about, you know, damn, I'm sitting on the bench, and, you know, this is a big game for us, and we need to win it. I mean, that's because I was in the moment. I was in the moment and the emotions, obviously, of the game. So, you know, being wrapped up in a moment and having those outbursts is totally normal. And, and hopefully other players are, you know, look at what happened with me and, you know, what I said and understand that. I mean, you know, if you have cameras around the league, I mean, there's a lot of things being said that should not be said. And so hopefully, you know, we're all kind of learn from this experience and follow suit.